Hey, 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 my people, guess what? The call man is back. Like, seriously, like I never left. I just came back. Like, back to back to back is being a hit. Oh, my God. Like, back to back is being a hit. You know, when you get hit emotionally, when you get hit mentally, when you get hit family-wise, and then God shows up, and then he hits you, like, spiritually, and then he hits you up, like, mentally, and then he hits you up, like, emotionally, and then you're fully back. Okay, let me save you all the story, man. It's going to be back to back to back as a hit. Because we're back like that. You know how we do it. Okay, man. The call man is back. I keep saying he's back. Like, basically, acknowledgeably, classically, and, you know, knowledgeably. He's back like that. That's the acronym. Now you get it. Okay. So what we're going to be talking about today? Men. Fathers. I gotcha. I'm in for you guys, and you're going to love this. So basically, the podcast are just Saturday and Sunday expressions of my heart. You know, I was sleeping, and the Holy Spirit woke me up, and I was like, hey, man, dude, chill, man. Your boy has to sleep. Your boy needs to cool off. And he's like, hey, man, you have to go, like, back to back to back. You know, back to back to back has to be a back to back heat. I'm on this back-to-back no go meal. Okay, thank you very much, you know. So just to start up today, I'm going to be starting up with a few nuggets I have. And first, consistency is key to release the spiritual component and other components in all that we do in life. What do you mean, the core man? Well, transpose this to what you do consistently on a daily basis. And knowingly or unknowingly, you'll be creating an order. When I mean an order, I mean an order, O-R-D-E-R. Some call it professor, some call it guru, some call it the perfection state, some call it the expert state, some call it the expertise, some call it the mastery state. Name it in your own way, own it in your own way, but consistency evokes a portal to be open. You mean portal as in P-O-R-T-A-L? Yes, I mean portal, like the NYSE portal, like the job portal. You know, like when Shell had the portal and everybody had to go there, like, to get into their Shell. Yeah, like, seriously, I meant that. You feel the pawns, right? Yeah. You know, but consistency also evokes a portal to be open, not just for you, but for other people. Let me take you on the ride. With consistency, people encounter you and their lives never remain the same. Did you get that? People encounter you and their lives never remain the same. Thinking out loud, you know, it's just a Saturday thoughts, the core man. I'm just going to slide over to the Sunday immediately. Like, back to back to back to back is a hit. I hope you love this, right? And I'm sure you're going to love it. Thank you very much. I am the core man. And I'm always going to be here to encourage you, the men, to encourage you, the women, to encourage you, the kids. And guess what? We have the core app loading. We have the core company center loading. And then the core company is going to be for your full pleasure. The website is work in progress. Thank you very much for listening. Hey, 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 good morning. Good morning. Hey, 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 good morning. This guy's wondering, like, why is he just saying, hey, 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 good morning? Guys, I had to jump off the bed. Like, this is not the Jimmy's jump off, like DJ Jimmy Jack jumping off the bed. No, this is like Tunji jumping off the bed. The core man jumping off the bed. Okay, let me save you the story, guys. So, it's a Sunday morning, and I'm wondering, why is he waking me up? Okay, for those guys who don't know, apologies. There's this guy, I call him the big guy. He's the YHWH guy. He's like the Yahweh guy. So get in tune. You know how that happens, right? With the core man, there's a whole lot of flows you're going to be learning. So stay tuned and I hope you like it. Okay, so I didn't mean to kind of like come on board and, you know, fill you in with this next post or this next few words that I have. Sorry about the tautology there. But, you know, the big guy just wants it. So the core man had to jump up, you know. And, you know, just to mention, the core man is back. Like, I'm going to say this, like, every now and then. You know, the Core Company LLC is back. You know, the Core Company Center is back. You know, the Core app is loading. And, you know, God, He's good. Like, seriously, God hears God. And guess what? It's not the IS, it's the HIS in the God. In the HIS in the God. Oh my, this is my rhymes too much. Let me just save you the stress. Okay, over to business. For today, you know, I'm going to be talking about a few things about we fathers and, you know, the role that we play in the lives of our wives, in the lives of our children. But, you know, just accept me, take it the way it is, and then we're going to enjoy today. So first things first, for me to just run you through and let you understand what I had up for you. Remember, as men and fathers, this is to us and this is for us. And I am part of you and you are part of me. If you feel, I feel. If I fail, you fail. So I guess the call man had to come in between us, you know, and be like the bridge and be like the gap. So ladies, when you're listening and your man is not there, share a bit of this with him. Men, fathers, when you're listening and your ladies are not there and you need to feel ginger, let this be like a reminder. And if I didn't do well, you can always hit me up. And guess what? I just spoke for 2 minutes and 30 something seconds, but I'm going to go straight to it right now. So, as fathers, if you want to be a huge support system, then don't even try putting yourself out there. Okay, that's not what we mean, right? Let's go back one more time. If we can't be a huge support system, the HSS, for our family, for our wives, for our kids, then don't even try putting yourself out there and call yourself a man and call yourself a father. Why? You would ask me. Because we would have created a huge lacuna. For us to call ourselves men, fathers, for us to call ourselves a man and a father, we must be mentally there. We must be emotionally there. And we must be naturally there to nurture our wives and our children and our family. We can't be men who bring women into our lives and not create a mental, emotional, and nurturing environment for them. They have to come in. They need to get these things right, and then they need to flourish. So permit me to say, as men, we must be able to bring our womb men into our lives and create a mental, emotional, and nurturing environment for them to flourish. As fathers, we are to be feathers to our wives and children. We must shield them from what? From the vicissitudes of life, from the challenges of life, from the upheavals, from the ups and downs of life. We must save them. We must encourage them and empower them. And let me repeat these words to you. You must take them from their discomfort into a comfort zone. You know, you must take them from the claws of pain into the jaws and paws of gain, where they can be harmed, for our arms are wide open to close them from the mental, emotional, natural effects of the Adamic nature. I don't start again, Abby. You don't be Adamic nature for this matter. Well, sorry about that. Just trying to be fluid. Okay. Take it easy. Let me get back to my discuss before I digress. As men and fathers, we must be fluid to our wives. You ask me, the core man, what do you mean by being fluid? Well, I mean faithful. I mean loving. I mean unique. I mean involved and interested. And I mean entertaining. Men, I mean this. You have to be fluid. F-L-U-I-D. Fluid. You must be faithful to your wife. Faithful to your children. You must be loving to your wife. Loving to your children. For the wives, in the other room, in this room, in every room, she needs you. You need her. You got to be loving in there. You know, you have to be unique. You can't be like the regular guy outside. Like, you know, be a quick guy now. They know they sell sample of you everywhere now. Like, every other woman doesn't have to get you. It has to be your wife alone. Now, you might ask me and say, Baba, what's wrong with you? Remember, I'm telling you, the core man is global. The core man is international. And it's so unique, you know that. You have to be unique as well as a man. Okay, let me save that before you give me a buzz. Okay, and you have to be involved and interested. I am interested in the life of my wife. I am involved in the life of my kids and my family members. They might not say it, but I first do it on my knees, and then I do it with them physically, and then I do it socially, mentally as well, and emotionally, you know, and then spiritually, you know. So don't let sound just like overboard. Now, you have to be entertaining. They got to be around you. They got to be laughing. They got to be happy. They got to feel the cruise. I know we can be annoying as men. Well, our ladies forgive us for that. And they know we can be a pain in the A. But it's all good. We all going to get better for it, you know. So, I hope you listened to this. And I hope you liked it. To every single person saying, it's a Sunday, it's my birthday, it's that day, it's my wedding anniversary, it's my daughter's birthday, it's my girlfriend's birthday, it's my wife's birthday, it's my man's birthday. Remember to be fluid. The core man is fluid. As men, we have to be fluid. And remember, this is a back-to-back-to-back-to-back is a hit. Remember, back-to-back-to-back is a hit. You want to know the meaning of back-to-back-to-back is a hit? You should have listened to previous podcast sessions. I hope you do. Thank you. I love you all. And the core man is back.